So, Rachel, you are from New Zealand, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now, when I lived in London many years ago, my roommate was from New Zealand, really nice guy, and he had the coolest job. He would ride around a motorbike in New Zealand, in the
Yes,
bush, as he called it, the wild, as we say,
the bush,
the
yep.
bush, and his job was to just kill invasive species. That was his job. Just go out and plant traps for rabbits and
Yes,
some.
that's right. Actually, I have a friend who does that now.
Really?
Yes.
So it's that big of a problem. You have to,
It's a
like,
huge problem, yeah.
really? Like, so what animals are a problem?
Rabbits, like you mentioned, possums are a big problem in the bush because they eat a lot of the native plants.
We have possums too in America, Northern California, and they are disgusting. I love animals, but they're one animal I don't like. They're nasty.
There is a big possum hunt in many areas every year, and they're starting to sell the pelts as fur because it's not a protected species, so there's no limits on how much you can catch and how much fur you can sell.
Yeah, and they often have rabies, right? At least in the States, we have to be very
No, we
careful
don't
of
have
them.
rabies in New Zealand.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, so
Yeah, we
no
have
animals have
crazy stories
rabies.
of possums or raccoons having rabies. And so when you see one, like, they tell you do not touch it, don't go near
No, we
it,
don't have that
because if you
problem.
get bit, you're not good. And I got bit by a dog when I was in Thailand and had to get the rabies shot, and it was not fun.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, and then good. Luckily for me, I went in to get the shot because I didn't know really about rabies. I wasn't educated about it, and I thought, well, the dog just bit me a little bit, but I better go and check. And then the doctor was like, "Oh no, it can kill you." Like, yeah, you better get it checked out.
No,
So,
this is one of the reasons we have very strict import laws in New Zealand because we've seen the damage that can be done, and we're very strict now. And rabies is one of the diseases that we don't have and are very keen not to ever have.
yeah, you hope so. So you have a problem with possums and with rabbits. Anything
Rabbits
else?
on farms. There's also wild deer and boar in the forests who also do a lot of damage, and stray cats and dogs as well also kill a lot of native species. There's no native animals in New Zealand. The only mammals that are native to New Zealand are dolphins and bats. So there's no natural hunters except for hawks. So the birds, a lot of the birds have lost the ability to fly and they nest on the ground. So they're
Oh, wow.
enormously vulnerable to predator species like cats and dogs. They've almost completely decimated many bird species. So that's why there are hunters throughout New Zealand who are basically given free rein to shoot whatever they can find because they are so destructive to the natural environment.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that you have some campaign to have like no predators by a certain year, right? Like a new thing in New Zealand.
I haven't heard of that, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's always been a goal.
I think that it was in the news. I'll have to check, so I could be wrong, but I think it was 2050 is the goal of the government to have no predators.
That would
And
be, yeah, amazing.
they say the big one is dogs and cats. That's
Dogs and
like the
cats are a
sticking
huge one,
point.
yeah. They're starting to become much stricter about controlling cats and dogs now, keeping cats inside and keeping dogs leashed
Yeah.
so that they don't run off into the bush and cause a lot of problems.
But dogs, I think, are more domesticated. They're probably not as dangerous. But cats are basically, they're not really that domesticated. They're still natural
Yeah,
hunters.
we keep them with us to hunt, pests like mice who live with us. Yeah, so they catch a lot of birds. But with the birds nesting on the ground and unable to fly, it's very easy for the dogs to kill them as well.
Oh, I see.
So,
And dogs
all of them.
just can be kind of naughty sometimes.
Heck yes. And they run off.
Wow. So, what do you think? Do you think your country can achieve this goal, no predators, by 2050?
It sounds very challenging. I think at present, only some of the offshore islands are completely pest-free. Well, no predators. Yeah, that's not quite the same as no pests. That's because pests also include things like rabbits and possums and deer, and that don't eat the native species. So maybe just predator-free might be a bit more achievable, I think.